Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King at Holiness Bibles for the Blind. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the word of a king is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
I would like to read to you, dear listener, an excerpt from a website known as Cutting Edge. www.cuttingedge.org. It's www.cuttingedge.org. This excerpt from cuttingedge.org talks about a card meeting that was produced in 1995 known as Illuminati New World Order, or INWO for short. And here, Cutting Edge, this post, this excerpt that I'm looking at, the author, I'm just going to read right through this, word for word. Title, he has, Smoking Gun, Proof That Illuminati Plan to Attack on 9/11 and Beyond was well known as far back as 1995, Part 1, Future Cataclysmic Events Accurately Foretold in 1995 Illuminati Card Game. 9/11 Attack Foreseen. Now, before I continue, I just want to let you know, in case, dear listener, you are not aware of who the Illuminati are. The Illuminati are an offshoot of a wicked Roman Catholic order known as the Jesuit Order. They also call themselves the Society of Jesus. The Jesuits themselves were founded by a man known as Ignatius Loyola. And they were founded by Ignatius Loyola in response to the Reformation. The Jesuits themselves were all about staging what is known as a counter-Reformation movement. In response to the Reformation as it was started by Martin Luther there in Germany. And the Illuminati are an offshoot of that wicked Roman Catholic society. Adam Weissent is known as the founder of the Illuminati, or that individual who, being himself trained by Jesuits, founded the Illuminati, Adam Weissent. And so the Illuminati to this day are working hand in hand, are one with the global elites, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers of the world. And so having clarified who the Illuminati are, I will continue now with this article posted at cuttingedge.org. Again, titled Smoking Gun, Proof That Illuminati Planned to Attack on 9/11. September 11th, and beyond was well known as far back as 1995, Part 1, Future Cataclysmic Events Accurately Foretold in 1995 Illuminati Card Game, 9/11 Attack Foreseen. Subtitle, in 9 pertinent playing cards of the Illuminati New World Order game, how did the inventor know in 1995 the 3 events comprising the 9/11 attacks? How did he know also the correct plan in the near future? Why do these cards predict the appearance of Antichrist and the Rapture as the last 2 events of the Illuminati plan? The New World Order is coming. Are you ready? Once you understand what this New World Order really is and how it is being gradually implemented, you will be able to see it progressing in your daily news. Learn how to protect yourself, your loved ones. Stand by for insights so startling you will never look at the news the same way again. You are now on the cutting edge. In 1990, role-playing inventor Steve Jackson was playing his newest game, which he would often call the Illuminati, New World Order game, or INWO for short. Jackson was creating a game that would hit very, very close to home, very close to the actual plan of the Illuminati compel the world into the new world order, also known as the Kingdom of Antichrist. As we assure you, Jackson issued playing cards, three of which foretold the events of 9/11, three of which correctly predict future events just ahead of us, as two that correctly foretell the last two events that the Bible foretells will occur during the final birth pang that will produce Antichrist. How did Steve Jackson know the Illuminati plan so precisely? In fact, he knew the plan so exactly, he got a surprise visit from the Secret Service who tried their best to shut him down and prevent him from publishing his game. As you will see from viewing excerpts of Jackson's account of the raid, they were very interested in his files entitled Illuminist DBS. Let us listen to Jackson's account of the raid. If you go to this website, now I would just like to interject here, dear listener, if you go to the website, there's a link up there, www.sjgaines.com/ss/. And you can click on that link there, and you can listen to this account given by Jackson of this Secret Service coming his way. Continuing on here, the author, Cutting Edge, has a quote here. On the morning of March 1st, 1990, without warning, a force of armed Secret Service agents, accompanied by Austin police and at least one civilian expert from the phone company, occupied the offices of Steve Jackson Games and began to search for computer equipment. The home, the writer of GURPS Cyberpunk, was also raided. A large amount of equipment was seized, including four computers, two laser printers, some loose hard disks, and a great deal of assorted hardware. One of the computers was the one running the Illuminati BBS. The company, SJ Games, fought back in court and finally won. It nearly went under financially. The investigation zeroed in on fraud supposedly committed by the company regarding the hacker activity and the fact that the company promoted the hacker's newsletter. FRAC, however, this is so flimsy that it makes no common sense. In fact, the affidavit made so little sense that a judge threw the case out, awarding SJ Games $50,000 plus $250,000 attorney fees. This is a lot of taxpayers' money to pay for a stupid, nonsensical case. But it does highlight the fact that our Illuminist government, the Secret Service, then run by President George Bush Sr., was worried about something that SJ Games was up to, and cooked up a reason to invade their offices and confiscate their materials. We think, after you review these materials, you will believe, as do I, that the real reason the Secret Service invaded SJ Games was to shut them down so they could not produce the game Illuminati New World Order, short INWO. But it revealed too much of the plan, still 11 years in the future. You be the judge. Illuminati New World Order, INWO game. White Magic Occultist, David Hickey. And again, the author has two links here just under Illuminati New World Order and INWO game. White Magic Occultist, David Hickey, has pulled the most pertinent cards of this game out of the 100 cards the game contains. Hickey selected these cards because they significantly tell the story of the Illuminati to produce wars, the panics, the epidemics needed to produce Antichrist. This game was in the beginning stages in 1990 and was finally published in 1995, becoming a bestseller. As Steve Jackson said on his website, in 1994, he reworked the old faithful Illuminati to jump on the trading card bandwagon. INWO, Illuminati New World Order, became the company's biggest hit yet, and its first $1 million shipment. In fact, the INWO won the 1995 Origins Award for Best Card Game. With these dates in mind, let us now take these 9 pertinent cards in order to discuss them, demonstrating how completely and thoroughly they accurately tell the Illuminati prophetic plan to produce Antichrist. You will now see several factors. First, the Illuminati produced a plan that exactly fulfills Bible prophecy. Second, the last two cards shown are in their correct sequence, in the sequence in which David has presented them. First, rewriting history. Jesus foretold an unprecedented deception in the end of the age. Jesus warned, "Take heed that no man deceive you." Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Matthew 24, verse 11. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 24, verse 24. The Illuminati realized they had to deceive an entire population of people if they had any hope whatsoever of achieving their covenant, New World Order. They realized that the public schools were graduating students who read too well, too widely, and communicated too well. These students generally distrusted big government and governmental authority. Clearly, the Illuminati had to gain control of the public school system from the foundation upward if they had any hope of instituting a one-world government that would serve the New Age Masonic Christ. As early as 1911, the Illuminati began buying textbook writing companies until they owned them all after World War I. Once they got control of textbooks, they gradually began to dumb down the curricula and rewrite history. Today, students of public schools since World War II have received increasingly inferior educations, until now the population is largely academically inferior as political herds of sheep and religiously ignorant of the truth of Jesus Christ. David Icke is correct in selecting this card and showing it first. Rewriting history was the first step in achieving the New World Order. And if you go up to this website, if I may interject, dear listener, if you go up to this website and you look at this post, and I'm reading from it, www.cuttingedge.org, they actually have the picture, the portrayal of the card that you can see for yourself as it is found in the game. And sure enough, first one, first card you'll see there to the left side of the screen, rewriting history. At the bottom of the card, it says, requires media or Illuminati action. Continue on. Again, the author, Cutting Edge. Terrorist Nuke. This card is one of the most shocking of all, especially in light of the fact that this game first hit the specialty stores in 1995. How in the world did Steve Jackson know that the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center were going to be attacked? And if I can just interject, the reason the author at Cutting Edge asked that question, dear listeners, because, again, to the left, you'll see a picture of this card as it is in the game, top terrorist nuke. And sure enough, below that is a portrayal of what looks exactly like the Twin Towers just getting hit at the very heart. The first one getting hit first, the one to the right getting hit before the one to the left, signifying how the one got hit before the other. And as the author here will go on to declare, it's also interesting to see out the lower left-hand corner of that portrayal, you see what looks like an Illuminati symbol. But anyways, again, the author, concerning this card, Terrorist Nuke, this card is one of the most shocking of all, especially in light of the fact that this game first hit the specialty stores in 1995. How in the world did Steve Jackson know that the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center were going to be attacked? In fact, this card accurately depicted the World Trade Center attack in great detail. This card accurately depicts several facts of 9/11 on cards created all the way back in 1995. The picture accurately depicts that one tower was going to be struck first. Sure, accurately depicts the moments between the first tower striking the second. Accurately depicts that the place it impacted is some distance from the top of the Twin Towers. The plane hit in this approximate area of the first tower. How in the world did Steve Jackson know this fact? The card accurately depicts the Illuminati leadership by showing on the building to the extreme left of the card the Illuminist pyramid with an all-seeing eye in the middle. The Illuminist pyramid with the all-seeing eye in the middle, if I may interject, dear listener, that's the same exact pyramid symbol that has been on the U.S. dollar currency for some time. The author goes on. Here's this card. The caption at the top properly identifies the perpetrators of the attack as terrorists. However, what does the caption to this card mean? It says, terrorist nude. Now, what could this possibly mean? Twin towers were not destroyed by a terrorist nuclear device, or were they? In our article on the Bali Blast, we noted that the scientific data that suggested the hotel was taken down by a micronuclear device of about 0.10 kilotons. One can only ask, was a micronuclear device used at the base of the Twin Towers as well? That kind of small but nuclear explosion would account for the sudden manner the reinforced concrete and steel shell simply crumbled into dust as it fell. That kind of nuclear explosion will also explain the tremendous heat that stayed at Ground Zero for several months after 9/11. As we head into the planned terror attacks and attendant panics, we have to remain cognizant that a micro-nuke device might be the real culprit of some of these attacks. Third card, the author, Cutting Edge, Pentagon. When I saw this card, immediately after seeing the Twin Tower picture, my blood froze. Unless one had advanced knowledge of the Illuminati plan, there's no way on Earth that they would have been able to create pictures in 1995 that accurately depict the unfolding events of 9/11. The Pentagon is shown on fire. We know that a plane allegedly flew into a section of the Pentagon and nearly burned that section completely. However, the rest of the Pentagon was undamaged to the point where its functions continued unimpeded. Isn't this the situation depicted here? This card shows a fire burning mightily in the center courtyard of the Pentagon, but the rest of the building looks undamaged enough so that normal activities can continue unimpeded. Thus, these two cards literally depict both of the strikes on 9/11, against the Twin Towers first, and then against the Pentagon. This kind of accuracy 6 years before the attacks is possible, only if one knows the Illuminati plan very thoroughly. The fourth card, population control. Even though the heading on this card says population reduction, the scene depicted shows clearly the Twin Towers under attack, with the Twin Towers under attack and the cops of them hidden by the black smoke. Again, with the Twin Towers under attack and the tops of them hidden by the black smoke. The New York Empire State Building is again the tallest building in the city. Further, notice that the smoke is shaped in the form of a demon's face. This is highly significant for several reasons. During the filming of the actual fire pouring forth from the Twin Towers, several cameras caught what seemed to be a demon's face in the smoke. And if I may interject just for a moment, dear listener, of course, there's the card on the left, and on the right-hand side of the screen, there's an actual depiction from, like, an actual photo that it was taken. And seriously, you can see exactly what this author, this post, is talking about when he talks about the portrayal of a demon, or I mean a devil's face. This is highly significant for several reasons, the author says. Again, during the filming of the actual fire pouring forth from the Twin Towers, several cameras caught what seemed to be a demon face in the snow. While most people were discounting this face as purely coincidental, two former Satanists called me within a couple of hours after those pictures were released and told me that those faces looked exactly like demons they had seen during a ritual when demons physically manifest themselves in this dimension. Cisco Wheeler further said, some of the most powerful demons in Satan's kingdom were known as fire demons. They were to be the demons that the ancient peoples, including Jews, sacrificed their children to Moloch. The appearance of these demon faces might be proof of what I have been saying, that the attack was a fire ritual sacrifice carried out by the Illuminati. This attack on the Twin Towers also was a perfect satanic fire sacrifice, as we detail in News 1541. Many pictures abound on 9/11 that showed a demon's face in the fire, high up on the Twin Towers. This was not a coincidental phenomenon. The fact that this card shows a demon face in the slope of the Twin Towers in 1995, demonstrates the Illuminati plan to make the Twin Towers a fire sacrifice that would call up fire demons. The czar predicted it, and the demons manifested themselves through the fire. He says, Waco and Oklahoma City were fire sacrifices, so it was the attack on the Twin Towers. This card depicts a symbolic connection between the attack on the Twin Towers in New York City with the global plan of the Illuminati to effect a dramatic change in population. What possible connection could there be? This card may be telling us that the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center Twin Towers is the opening blow in the campaign to dramatically reduce global population. We know already that the 9/11 attack was the opening blow to begin the final birth pang stage to allow Antichrist to appear on the world scene as he strides out of the smoke, dust, and debris of World War III. Now, this card seems to be telling us that the attack on the Twin Towers is the opening salvo in the final stage of population reduction. Since the goal is to dramatically reduce population by 4 billion people, exactly the level predicted in the Book of Revelation, we should not be too surprised to learn that the judgments foretold of the fourth seal are now on the horizon and in your daily news. What are these judgments? First, sword, war, World War III. Second, hunger, famine, clearly on the horizon. Death, literally to mean plague, pestilence. He makes reference, I confess, he makes reference to the Amplified Bible commentary. Let me just clarify that the Holiness Bible is for the blind. We do not have any allegiance whatsoever to an Amplified Bible, but nevertheless, fourth, peace of the field. Strong number 2226 literally means living being. This could refer to the many living pathogens about to be released upon the earth, like the AIDS virus, according to Revelation 6:8, the King James Bible. Center for Disease Control, as its action, the CDC, and this is the fifth card here, it has on it, Center for Disease Control. The author declares, as its action, the CDC can supply relief to one devastated location. And the author is actually quoting, this is actually what is on the card now. This is what's on the card. As at the top, Center for Disease Control, and below it, below the portrayal, the little artwork there, it has inside this pink square, and this is what's in there. This is what you read on the card. Center for Disease Control, at its action, the CDC can supply relief to one devastated location. If the CDC makes a direct attack to destroy a place, can use biological warfare and get a plus 15 to its attack. Don't you find it highly interesting that this game foresees, now this is the author again, at Cutting Edge. Don't you find it highly interesting that this game foresees the CDC creating and launching a biological attack on a place? In the earlier part of this article, we posted the very important question as to who would launch a smallpox attack upon us. If Iraq, North Korea, Al-Qaeda, Syria, or other rogue states are unable to launch with a nice smallpox attack, this card seems to answer this question. The CDC will launch the attack. Of course, our authorities will undoubtedly accuse either Iraq or terrorists for this smallpox attack. Truly, a sophisticated attack were made on our cities with a bioterror weapon. The thinking American citizen would have to realize only the Russians and the Americans possess the capability of inflicting this attack. Remember when 11 of the world's top scientists in the field of DNA and fighting infectious diseases started dropping dead almost exactly a year ago? Read News of 1592. At the moment, the CDC is supposedly struggling with bioterror attack. The top scientists will no longer be able to do either of the following actions. Use their expertise to fight this disease. Use their expertise to alert the world that only the U.S. and the Russians have the capability of inflicting this type of bioterror attack. None of these scientists will be able to blow the whistle. The sixth card, epidemic. Again, this is what's on the card, epidemic. Disaster. This is an attack to destroy any place. It does not require an action. His power is 14. It's not an instant attack. If the attack succeeds, the target is devastated. Now, the author cutting-edge comments. The wording of this card, not an instant attack, seems to imply that the attack will occur silently, with people getting sick at different times well after the attack. This wording seems perilously close to the New World Order plan. Listen. And he has a quote. The author of this site here has a quote from emerging viruses, AIDS and Ebola. Led, and this report went on to say that the experiment was considered a partial failure because they got a slow-acting virus rather than a fast one. They were allegedly looking for fast-acting killers. Robert, except that quick viruses are, of course, worthless because they're too easy to defend against. I mean, a very fast-acting virus is not any good. Cold Springs Harbor put out a big thing on MMMB. That is the maximally monstrous malignant virus. The author goes on. Dr. Horowitz clearly believes that the plan calls for a slow-acting virus, one that will begin to kill people at different times after the initial infection. We encourage you to read News 1752 for a complete explanation of the plan used in infectious disease to dramatically reduce global population and the historical fact that vaccinations have already been used to kill tens of millions of people. The seventh card that they have up here, and again, this is what is on the card, combined disasters. Combined disasters. The author comments, once again, how did this inventor of role-playing games know that, in addition to planned attacks on 9/11 and infectious diseases, the Illuminati has a myriad of other planned disasters that, when combined, they will so panic the peoples of the world that they will allow their liberties to be taken away and their freely elected governments to be abolished? What did Jesus preach? Men's hearts fill in with fear, Luke 21:26 in the King James Bible. What are the types of planned disasters the Illuminati has planned in combination? First, wars. World War III will be comprised of three wars. Middle East, with the Iraq attack, the likely trigger. Will China come to the aid of Saddam by triggering wars elsewhere? Korean Peninsula. A North Korean attack the South with unconventional weapons. And China takes a side, causing a Cuban missile-type crisis. Again, Korean Peninsula. As North Korea attacks the South with unconventional weapons, and China takes a side, causing a Cuban missile-type crisis. These are all different scenarios. China invades Taiwan. Terrorist attack cities. Unprecedented earthquakes. Economic collapse. Supernatural scenes from the heavens. Bill Cooper sums all this combined threat up very nicely and succinctly. Listen, this is from Behold a Pale Horse, pages 177 and 78. Can you imagine what will happen if Los Angeles is hit with a 9.0 earthquake, New York City destroyed by a terrorist planted atomic bomb, World War III breaks out in the Middle East, the banks and stock markets collapse, extraterrestrials land on the White House lawn, food disappears from the market, some people disappear, the Messiah presents himself to the world, and all in a very short period of time, can you imagine, the world power structure can and will, if necessary, make some or all of these things happen to bring about the new world order. The eighth card. Goal. Kill for peace. The author of Cutting Edge Comments. How does this inventor know to connect the appearance of Antichrist with the phrase, kill for peace? Now, the author here makes reference to the little artwork that is on the card. The broken cross is a symbol of Antichrist. And again, you see this guy holding a sign with a broken cross on the card. The broken cross is a symbol of Antichrist. Read News 1710 for full details. The broken cross is a symbol of Antichrist and of the witchcraft he will practice. Therefore, this symbol means that the appearance of Antichrist is tied in with the seemingly paradoxical goal of achieving peace. But God foretold this would happen, did he not? Daniel 8:25 in the King James Bible declares, through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. Thus, this card accurately depicts this prophecy. This picture ties in the symbolism of the witchcraft inherent in the burden cross, with the establishment of a peace. Further, note that the hippie is finally getting his dream of overthrowing the establishment. The police officer in his uniform is on his hands and knees in front of the hippies, and a pose signifying he has been beaten. The ultimate goal of the Illuminati in the 1960s was to pay and encourage the counterculture hippie movement in order to change attitudes and values of the youth so dramatically that one day the entire establishment structure would be overthrown. Hippie Abby Hoffman explained about the Rockefellers who were funding him. The establishment is buying a revolution. Now, the fulfillment of this old dream seems to be almost at hand. If I overthrow the old world order, symbolized by the fallen policeman, is absolutely required before the new order can be established. This card is a powerful statement of the coming new system, frightening as it is. And get this, the ninth and final card, Rapture. On the card, at the top, tape runs out. Again, you can see these cards on the left-hand side for yourself, and what they look like as they are in the game. Rapture, the author of the site, cuttingedge.org. Even though I was surprised at the detail of the other cards, and the inclusion of this Rapture card shocked me greatly. The Rapture is something the born-again Christians are taking. We're not the Illuminati. But then I remembered an article I posted nearly 5 years ago entitled, "The Rapture of the Church May Be Closed, and Both Sides Are Waiting For It." In this article, I made the following very pertinent point. Christians are mightily looking forward to the Rapture, based upon Revelation 3:10, 1 Thessalonians 4:13, 5 verse 4, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 13 to 58, and others. Occultists are also looking forward to the Rapture, having been alerted by their guiding spirits that such an event would occur. Beginning in 1987, guiding spirits of key New World Order leaders began to inform these human leaders to start preparing their adherents for a spectacular global event that would occur just after the New Age Christ, Antichrist, would make his appearance. What was this spectacular event to be? As these guiding spirits explain, when the Christ appears, there will be many people throughout the world that could never accept his views or his teaching. These people would prove to be a great obstacle in the way of the New Age Christ, one of the new to the people of the world. Therefore, the masters of the Logos have decided, these guiding spirits, set to suddenly snap these people into another dimension soon after the Christ arose. These rapturous people will be restrained in spirit so that when they re-enter the reincarnation cycle, they will be fully persuaded as to the merits of the New World Order. Of course, when these people get back to Earth in reincarnated bodies, the New World Order will have been fully ruled and swayed for several hundred years, and everyone will know then how wonderful the system of the Christ is. On August 18, 1991, the author here at cuttingedge.org declares, on August 18, 1991, I was sneaked into a major seminar at the Boston House of Theosophy. I heard with my own ears a very logical explanation as to why so many people were going to be suddenly snatched out of this dimension. Read News 1052. The fact that the Rapture card is depicted in this deck of playing cards for this game, and arranged last in order by the white magic practitioner, David Ickes, speaks volumes about the fact that, in 1995, Steve Jackson read the entire plan of the Illuminati. They know that after Antichrist arises, tens of millions of people worldwide are going to be taken in the Rapture. The Illuminati has already spun the lie that will explain this event to their followers. Conclusion. This role-playing game called the Illuminati New World Order, or INWL, is smoking gun proof that the Illuminati planned to produce Antichrist as well-known in certain circles in 1995 when the game was distributed. Too many details are presented by these cards, too close to the actual event to be accidental. The game depicts the events of 9/11 quite accurately, and it depicts the planned events of bioterror that are filling our daily news. Whatever you doubt that a global conspiracy could or did exist, you can doubt no longer. This game demonstrates both the existence of the conspiracy and its main details. Suddenly, I get a feeling of the immediacy of the eternal, don't you? Are you spiritually ready? Is your family? Are you actively protecting your loved ones? This is the reason for this ministry. To enable you to first understand the peril facing you and then help you to develop strategies to warn and protect your loved ones. Once you have been thoroughly trained, you can also use your knowledge as a means to open the door of discussion with an unsafe person. I've been able to use it many times and have seen people come to Jesus Christ as a result. These perilous times are also a time when we can reach many souls for Jesus Christ, making an eternal difference. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but have been very lukewarm in your spiritual walk with Him, you need to immediately ask Him for forgiveness and for renewal. He will instantly forgive you and fill your heart with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Then you need to begin a daily walk of prayer and personal Bible study. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, but have come to realize His reality and the approach to the end of the age, and want to accept His free gift of eternal life, you can also do so now, in the privacy of your home. Once you accept Him as Savior, you are spiritually born again and are as sure of Him as if you were already there. And you can rest assured the kingdom of Antichrist will not touch you spiritually. If you would like to be born again, jump to our salvation page now. Then again, dear listener, don't need to turn to their salvation page. I'll stick it to you right now. The Word of God says, Revelation 21, verse 8, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars from their part in the lake which burn up with fire, brimstone, which is the second death. Jesus said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. For all that sin comes short of the glory of God. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we should be saved from wrath through him. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth in the righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, dear listener, and thou shalt be saved, or else it is written, that death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Repent, turn to God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, we're told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse, for cursed be everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians, all that here it is. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin, for if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Menial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Groover. Till next time, God bless you and yours.